Hey, Ira Flatow here, host of Science Friday. I wanted to thank you all for listening to Science Diction. It has been one of our great joys to produce Science Diction, and it's been wonderful to have you sharing in our fun for the last 2 years. But all good things must come to an end, and I am sad to say that this will be our final Science Diction podcast. So join me, if you will, on this short audio journey to celebrate what Johanna, Ella, Daniel, and so many other contributors created with Science Diction.
From Science Friday, this is Science Diction. I'm Johanna Mayer. Today, we're talking about the word ketchup, vocal fry,
hydrox,
introvert,
umami, restaurant,
the Myers-Briggs type indicator,
dinosaur, recrudescence, and jargon. If there's one rule of language, it's that it changes. And if there's another rule of language, it's that some people get very annoyed when it does.
I almost got into a fist fight with a guy one night when he just insisted that the Myers-Briggs is all truth.
We came across this tweet from a professor, and he said that loss of smell might be caused by this one particular gene.
Huh.
And the gene was called Sonic Hedgehog. Like, that was its real scientific name. Landslides can cause tsunamis?
Yeah.
And asteroids?
Mm-hmm.
The original ketchup didn't include the one ingredient that we think of as the most essential thing. It had no tomatoes. The original ketchup was fish sauce. He borrowed the Greek word mimema, which means imitation, and mashed it together with our English word gene. Mimema plus gene equals meme.
From one point of view, it seems obvious that math is invented. These are inventions in the same way that poetry is an invention, or music is an invention, or language. I mean, language doesn't live out there in the real world. Most practicing mathematicians believe that they're discovering math, that there's this uncanny feeling when you're doing math that it's out there.
Language has, in fact, of course, always changed, always evolved. I think it's useful to think of language as an organic thing.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening.
We don't like goodbyes at Science Friday, but we do share a love of strange, fascinating, and delightful science stories like those we shared in Science Diction. So if you'd like to continue celebrating the backwaters of science, I invite you to join me, Science Friday, and Diana Montano at our weekly trivia nights. I'll let Diana fill you in.
Hi, everyone. The Science Diction community are some of the most passionate and nerdy people in the business. We think nerds like you will love our weekly virtual trivia nights hosted by yours truly, another nerd. Each week we meet online, we talk about mind-blowing science facts, people tell me things I didn't even know, we all learn a lot, and once a month at our specially themed games, the winning team receives a box full of sci-fi and other really cool swag, stuff I bought for you. To join us, go to sciencefriday.com/trivia. See you there.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.